Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So, kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you.
Hello, 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 everyone. I hope everyone is having a glorious Saturday out there. Woo, getting ahead of myself. It is Keegan, your usual host for Barefoot is Legal. And that was the Rambutans. If you are interested, it's beats done by the one and only Proof of the Proof Negative Show and also the Big Kahuna at Barefoot is Legal. So, I love that. It's called I'm Going to Stay. It's one of my favorite ones. I've been using it for a while now on the Barefoot is Legal show. Excuse me. No, I don't have the Rona. Just choked on my spit there a little bit. We're going to have Proof on a little bit later, actually. He's going to announce a new challenge that we have going on for Barefoot is Legal group, along with a meme to check out. And hopefully I'm going to have a guest on our show in a little while to let us know what's going on with his Barefoot business and everything that's going on new there. So I'm super excited to have him on in a little while. So, we have a lot of changes going on in Barefoot is Legal and a lot of positive things happening, a lot of changes happening. So hopefully we can, you know, encourage people to go out and try the Barefoot lifestyle or, you know, if you are somebody that lives a barefoot lifestyle and you don't go certain places because you're afraid, you know, we want to empower you too. We want to know your experiences. It's not just about the negativity all the time of who doesn't let what and things like this. It has to be positive things too. You know, we want to promote our mission and our freedoms in a positive way. You know, we want to lead with love. And I think that's a thing that a lot of people are missing nowadays. They are leading with differences instead of similarities, you know, and we just want everybody to get along basically and understand that we all have different perspectives and we all have different choices and that we all have different bodies and what we choose to do with ours is, you know, our choice, but we shouldn't be discriminated against, especially when we're not hurting anyone around us or, you know, disrupting the life of anyone around us. So if you are new to Barefoot is Legal or not new and you want to join in today, you can call in at 319-527-6208 and just press 1 if you want to talk. Don't forget to press 1 or I won't know that you want to talk. So we have a few people that want to chat. So we will see. I was kind of waiting for Proof to pop on because I wanted him to discuss what is – I have him.
Yeah, I'm not just going to let myself in. I let you let me in case it's your show, so I don't want to infiltrate.
It's okay. I had to refresh the screen, and then I saw that your little blue icon popped up. So I was like, oh, there he is. So, everyone,
yeah.
Proof, popping on to let us know what's new in Barefoot is Legal, what challenge we have coming up, things like that.
I made a video on both the business page and the group. This time of year is when people stop saying it's too hot to go barefoot, and now they start saying it's too cold. So I want to cut through that. So we're going to
I think it's the perfect weather now.
Yeah, we're going to have the last time out. I don't know what I have to figure out how to word it, but it's about the last time for the year barefoot challenge or something like that. So
Oh.
We want to get people before they say it's too cold. So right now it's too perfect out. That's what they're going to say.
I think it is perfect. We went pumpkin patch picking yesterday, and it was awesome to walk around barefoot. I like that it's just a little bit cool under your feet, and you're not burning your feet.
So there you go. That's what it's about.
Yeah, especially now. I'm glad that you're bringing it up because it is. There's so many fall festivals going on, and Oktoberfest, and a lot of outdoor activities and things happening with hay rides and pumpkin patches. And I know that some states have, you know, crazy rules happening right now. But if you are in a state that's allowing that, I mean, it's the perfect time. Not only is it not too hot, you're not going to burn your feet, but it's chilly. And people that are concerned about bugs, they're not really out because it's chilly. And it's really cool to ground and do more things outside, I think, especially before the winter where you're going to spend more time inside and indoors.
Well, exactly. And we want to promote everybody getting their healthy levels of vitamin D.
Yeah.
So now's
a
good time.
And, you know, grounding and getting rid of those negative electrons and stuff we're picking up all day. And negative energies from other people we're picking up all day. We need to ground them out.
Right.
So that's going to be cool. So you already posted that on Barefoot is Legal?
No, I'm still making the meme as we speak. I haven't published it yet. So that's
I know that I've been getting a lot of hits. I was getting a lot of hits on my post already today, and I posted on my private page and brought a couple of people into Barefoot is Legal today just with that post. So I really encourage anyone to make a post, you know, and mine was super simple. It's just a picture of myself at the restaurant we were at yesterday, and, you know, it encouraged people to join a group, people that I didn't even realize were barefooters, so, or, like, agreed with it or, you know, wanted to follow the same, and I think that they are jumping over to Bare Face is Legal too. So that's super exciting. So even, you know, just small things like that, I think really make a big difference. It, you know, not only is more personable with people and people know me, you know, and they know me from social media and things like this, and then they know me in real life. So when I post things like that, you know, sometimes you think you're going to get bad, you know, trolls or whatever, but it actually turns out good. You know, I have been talking to a couple of people that I didn't even realize we had an additional similarity, you know, so I encourage everybody to do things like that. Of course, for every one naysayer, you're going to have four or five people that, you know, believe the same as you or didn't have the courage to say that they believe the same as you or do the same as you. And, you know, I know that's really what we're all about here at Barefoot is Legal, is encouraging and getting people to be active in it and do it.
Exactly. And the only way to do it is to do it. And I just think people psych themselves out too much.
They do. We've become a society that we really just care so much what other people think and say. And it's like, why don't you care what you think and say?
Why are we putting ourselves in other people's boxes?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, yesterday, I chose to eat outside just because of the whole COVID thing was going on, but I had to go inside to be seated and, you know, make my order and even go to the bathroom and stuff like this. And never once did the restaurant say anything about me being barefoot. Mm-hmm. I was also barefaced, too, and they really, they didn't even look at me weird or anything. Actually, I got a lot of smiles from men, of course. But I think that they're, like, happy to see, like, faces and happy to see people just being them, you know, especially with all of this pressure and you know, so much of our rights being stripped and just being told what to do all the time. I could, like, see it in people's faces. Like, they were looking at me like I was freedom. You know what I mean?
Yes.
My husband thinks I'm a little loopy when I say that, but for real, sometimes I see people and I can read them, you know, and I feel like on the inside they're saying, man, I wish I could be like that girl.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
Someone just by being me.
I've just never understood how wearing a cheap $2 pair of flip-flops is being polite. I don't get how your foot touching the ground is a polite statement.
Yeah, it's just this Mandela effect that we have going on. It's really, there's really no rationale with anyone's belief systems around it. And I think that we need more people to stand up to break those conditioning paradigms that we're sold into, or those thought processes we're sold into. Because, you know, me being barefoot yesterday and having, you know, people look at me and things like that and nobody say anything negative, who's to say that just because they didn't tell me anything doesn't mean that they're going to now be encouraged to go do this themselves, you know? Like, they might go out to a restaurant today themselves, you know, on their free time and say, you know what, I'm not going to wear my shoes today because I saw this girl doing it yesterday and nobody said anything to her.
Right.
So just because you're not getting feedback doesn't mean you're not making a difference. And that's why we always have to have that self-empowerment, because just you standing alone in your beliefs will change others, because you are being the change you wish to see.
And at the same time, we also have to encourage others, because it's not just you. Most people will say that they don't want to do it because they're afraid of somebody saying something. You know, what's funny is that most of the time when people say something, it's like, I didn't know it was legal to do that. And
yeah,
it becomes
exactly.
So I'm okay with that. And we've talked about this briefly too, when people in other groups say that proof is the worst thing that happened to the barefoot community, and I love when people say that, because I've brought in more people to the barefoot community than anybody else has ever. Look at how many people tried to start groups because they hate me so much for various reasons, and sometimes it's not hate. It's out of jealousy or them thinking that they could run a group like ours. Sometimes they just see that somebody built something and they want to run it instead of me. But I don't look at this as, hey, look at all my fans. I look at this as building a community. It's like, great, we have 104,000 people in the group and in the business page and 22,000 in the group. Great, we now have enough people to do something with. It's not a, hey, look at me kind of thing.
No, and I think being brazen in your beliefs is why you attract so many. And some people just have a knack for it, you know, because you really don't care what other people think. This is the truth. If you want to support the truth and not be offended by the truth, then we are your people. If you're going to keep being offended by the truth because of how you feel and your feelings, that doesn't, you know, do anything, does it?
Yeah, but on the positive note, though, we are extremely open to new people, and we want the new people and the lurkers, the people that are afraid to say something, we need to get them out of the shadows and to have fun with us. Because this isn't about anything other than, at the end of the day, having fun by living a barefoot lifestyle. Go ahead, Keegan.
And you know what I would really love to see? Because what do we have? Like 22,000 people in the group, right?
Yeah, plus 104 in the business page.
Perfect. Like, there's no way that people in this group aren't employees at places. And this is my thing, you know, if you're working at Walmart, why are you not, like, enforcing, you know, or making it known what your policies are? I would love to see more people get involved that way, too, on our business page and our group page. If you are working somewhere and you know that there is no barefoot laws, drop where you work and or drop the business that you work at so that people can start exercising their rights without even being afraid, you know, because 22,000 people in the group, I mean, everyone has jobs. While I would hope everyone has jobs through COVID, I know this is, you know, different times we're living in. But, you know, how many of those people are working at businesses? Find out what the policies are at the businesses you work for. Share it in the group. Let us know so people can start exercising and feel even more empowered that way, because knowledge is power. So if you know because so-and-so works at, you know, Target or Aldi or, you know, a Wawa or something like that, and you know that there's no policy, post it so we can start exercising our rights so we know, and it doesn't have to be a confrontation, you know, it doesn't have to be scary, because it shouldn't be. You're just exercising your rights.
Oh, exactly, and there shouldn't be anything more than that.
No, it really shouldn't. And I really would love to see that in the group, like more and more people, you know, posting things that they know for sure, so we can support those businesses and we could get more people to support those businesses and exercise our freedoms there, because the businesses that allow me to be who I want to be and spend my money how I want to spend it are the ones that I want to support. I don't want to support people or businesses that don't believe in freedom, then you don't deserve my money either. So that you know, that's not about more supportive. And if we are more supportive, then, you know, like the saying, you get more bees with honey than you do gas.
Yes.
So if you are listening and you're in the group and you work somewhere that you know does not have, you know, any policies against being barefoot, please let us know. We want to know. We actually have a couple of people that want to chat. I have a little while. My guest hasn't called in yet. If I could switch over.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey,
hello.
How you guys doing?
How are you? Good.
Okay. I was just hoping to come on today and finish up what I was saying last time. About my new radio show. I don't know when I'm going to start.
Well, that was about 2 weeks ago. So what was it?
I was just going to go over some of the topics I wanted to go over, just so I can get some listeners.
Did you start your radio show? What's going on?
I'm going to within the next month or two. I don't know when, but I still like yet to get a microphone.
I would love to chat off the radio about that so we could get you going and stuff instead of, you know, using the airtime to talk about what your possible radio show is. I would love to get you all set up on Freedomizer Radio and have your show going, and then we could start advertising you and stuff like that, if that's okay.
Yeah. You can do that, yeah. Have you heard about the new documentary that was out on Netflix last September? The Social Dilemma.
Oh yeah, I just anything that's like mainstream trending, I try to stay away from, because I feel like they're trying to sway the minds of people to go one way or another. And I'm a big believer in having discernment and watching what's going around you. But Social Dilemma is cool. It talks about how one idea can be the virus, you know, and if you get enough people believing it, it's contagious, and you can sway the minds and the lives of many just through social media and a believable story. So,
yeah, I'm going to be definitely going to be talking about that documentary. That is a very important documentary for us to talk about right now. And
all right, awesome. I would love to chat with you. I would love to chat with you off there to get you all set up and stuff. But if you give me a second, I'm going to put you on mute because there's a few other people that want to call in.
Okay.
how are you? What's going on?
Hello. No clue if that's me.
Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Are you talking to me or someone else?
This is George,
hey, George.
From Florida.
Hi,
hello.
George from Florida. How are you
doing?
Yeah,
I'm trying
to figure out how to do the names all the time.
Well, I know them because I'm here enough. And I don't even have the switchboard up. I just know that the first guy was Kyle and this is George. And I don't know who else you have on there because I'm not looking at
the
switchboard.
I knew it was Kyle, and I think Kevin's is calling in too.
Probably.
Hey, George, how are you? What do you have to share today for Barefoot is Legal?
I was just trying to say that I thought that was a good idea about those that have got those jobs with the policy where it's Barefoot Legal are friendly, that they could let us know in the comment on that Barefoot Legal page so at least people like me would know where the Barefoot-friendly places are, because otherwise I only see it from like 3 or 4 days ago that going into the dentist, the waiting room is Barefoot-friendly as long as you don't go any further. And so far I haven't been stuck in no dealership from being barefoot, which makes it easier or cool on my side.
I think it's a great idea. I think we need to encourage people to let us know what policies and stuff are that they're working with. I saw, too, that you were posted. You hadn't had a problem with Aldi for a while, and then all of a sudden they had an issue, so you had to retract on that. Is that what you were discussing?
Yeah, one employee came up to me and was telling me that I need to put on shoes or leave, and it's like, really? I've only been there for like a month, and now you're telling me? So I haven't really been there in much
well, maybe
the
it's,
last
it's
10
one,
years.
It could be a brand new employee. That's usually the case.
Yeah, or some kind of policy change because of COVID. I would definitely look into it. Or
usually not. It's not. I've been at this quite a bit
COVID.
Long. It's just somebody new thought it was against the law. So what you do is you just have to have your state health department letter ready, and you're good. Most people tell you it's against the health code. So why let – and I'm not talking to you necessarily, George. There's thousands of listeners. So my approach here is that if you have your state health department letter handy, then – that's going to alleviate all of the it's against the health department issue. And I like to corner people too. And I will ask, so you're telling me, because I'll ask them what the reason for it is for, and they'll usually say it's against the health department. So I will not bully them, but I'll corner them and say, all right, so what you're saying is that you don't have a problem with it. And if it wasn't against the health department, you would be okay with it, right? But since you believe it's against the health department, that's the reason why you're making me leave. Yes. Okay, well, here's my proof. You can keep this. I'll print another one. And then just finish your shopping. And then you basically made them put themselves in a box that said it's not me, it's the health department. So you just made them answer that question saying that you can shop here if it's not illegal. So you just hand them the letter, tell them to keep it, and you keep shopping. I've done it before.
That would have came in handy if Barefoot Illegal existed at that time, but I think you guys came into existence around 2015, and that was back in 2009. So I haven't really came back there since. I'm here in shopping.
Oh, so your
this
Aldi story
friendly,
was from 2009?
Yeah. As also
that's a long
going
time
Mavericks.
Ago.
Yeah, that's a really long time ago.
That's why I wish Bethel Legal existed back then. I haven't found nobody to replace Aldi yet, but for Joann Fabrics, thank goodness for Michaels. Made Christmas shopping easier last year.
Yeah,
and I'm here,
but,
Hobby Lobby is very
and I think it's really
but,
important to have your very important Barefooter card so that you can have that as backup too with your health letter. What's it called? Department
yes.
of Health letter. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, George. If
the
you
ADA
don't mind, there's other another caller that wants to come in. Just hold on 1 second.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, you're
fine.
Oh,
you don't have to apologize.
No, you don't have to apologize at all. I love chatting
with
everyone.
Yeah, we want callers. That's the idea.
Yeah.
We want callers.
Absolutely. Don't apologize. Hey, is this Kevin? Hello? Hello?
What area code is it?
All right. It's 954.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, sorry. I had my phone on mute. I forgot about it.
How are you?
I was fine. I was trying to eliminate the background noise.
Gotcha. Is this Kevin?
Yeah, that's me.
I knew it. Okay.
Great.
I'm getting better, guys. I'm getting better. What's going on this week with you?
Well, basically just more successful trips inside Walmart, inside Publix. However, yesterday I had one of those oh my God moments where it's like I'm at the Publix yesterday and I'm in the deli department, you know, trying to pick up a chicken dinner or whatever because I didn't feel like cooking. And I'm just standing there, and about a few minutes later, I see the store manager and the assistant store manager like standing like right there from a distance. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, they're going to come up here and say something. Because I'm just waiting for my order. So basically, they come over, and all of a sudden, the deli manager comes over. I guess it was looking at something. And, of course, in my feet, of course, was obvious. But I guess it was too wrapped up into what they were doing. They probably didn't even notice, or they probably didn't even pay attention. So something is like, okay, nice. So I got my order. So instead of walking into the other direction, I decided to just walk right past them and still didn't say anything. So that tells me that yes, shopping at Publix is a pleasure.
Well,
shopping
there you go.
At
and
Publix
this
is
in Jacksonville.
What? I'm sorry.
Pleasure.
It sure was. In Jacksonville. Yes, it was.
Well, didn't Florida pull up all of their laws too for this COVID stuff? Like they're not masking people or anything anymore?
Yeah, it's not mandatory. But the stores might still have their policies.
Got you. I was just wondering if it's been a lot easier because people are just tired of it, so they're not bothering anyone. Because I really feel like people are, especially employees, they're like tired of arguing at this point. So they're just like kind of letting me go. So I've been testing the waters. But I know for not everybody is like that. But I feel like here in Virginia where I go, people are just over the confrontation and they're just like, whatever. If you're not bothering me, just do your thing and get out.
You know what was very interesting about that is that when I was living in Virginia Beach, you know, I had like minimum problems, you know, especially at the Walmart on Military Highway, you know, never problem there, never problem at stores like Kroger. Had one issue with Food Lion, but that's been long over with. So in Virginia Beach, haven't had that many issues except for this one Dollar General that everybody knows about. But
yeah,
other than that, but here in Florida, since I moved back to Jacksonville, haven't had that many issues. But except for one issue at the same Walmart with some employee approached me while I was shopping. I wasn't wearing shoes and junk like that, and haven't since I've been back. I haven't seen that employee or whatever it is. I guess Walmart changed their employees out, or however they work it. But I think that now, I think people, and I think we've talked about this before, these people are now focusing on the mask wearing, not so much the shoe wearing.
Right.
You know, so I think that's like when you go into a store several times over, you know, without any issues, you know, it's like, okay, cool. You know, you don't think nothing of it. You know, you think everything's all good. And of course, give you a little bit more confidence going in. Let's be honest. Give you a little bit more confidence going in. And then you just start to get used to it.
You have to have the confidence, you know. If you're, like, walking in there like you're doing something wrong, then people are going to look at you.
But if you walk in there like
you're a man on a mission, nobody's going to bother you.
Yeah, we're never, ever doing anything wrong. Let's be honest. We're never, ever doing anything wrong. You know, it passed by all these. And it's kind of interesting how you can pass by the store manager or assistant store manager, and they don't say nothing, and yet your feet is in plain view. So it's kind of like, okay, score.
I agree. And now that we're having this conversation and the topic just came up, I'm glad that you said a couple of times, like, you're never doing anything wrong, because I think that just further proves how messed up the whole thought process is, even with people that want to exercise their freedom. The fact that they feel like they're doing something wrong and it stops them from doing it is a problem for me, you know, because you're not a criminal. You're going into a store to pay for something, or you're going into a store to buy things that you need. Yeah, like, you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, you know, especially now, I have not yet seen it, but I've seen it in the group and maybe some other place, you know, how they want to, you already had the no shirt, no shoes, no service sign. Now all of a sudden, some people want to put up no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. It's the law, you know, and that's incorrect. You know, the mask, okay, is mandated, is the law, whatever, but the shoes is not the law. You know, so for any business to put a sign like that, that's misleading information.
It is.
Which is another topic.
You're right.
And I agree.
But the thing is, everybody, that it's up to us to dispel those myths. So we have to be the ones that go out there and get in front of it. Nobody's just going to magically give us our freedom back. We have to go take it.
I agree, and we have to make a stand about it, you know, because nothing changes until we do. So if we don't change and we continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, that's just insanity, literally, by definition.
Oh, no, you're right. You can't expect different results doing the same process. You got to do something different.
Yeah. And as we talked before, a lot of the other people that started their own groups because they don't like the fact that I get in people's faces, there's a reason why we have a large following and they have 1,028 members. And I don't believe that we sit back and wait for freedom. We actually have to go do it. If we're just saying, well, I'll just wear these stupid cheap pieces of rubber that don't do anything because I don't want to have a confrontation, but I wish I didn't have to wear them, that's not going to get you anywhere. And just saying, I'm going to do it because I feel like it, and if you don't like it, I'm going to find out what days you don't work, and I'm going to shop when you're not working, that's not going to work either. We can't be asses, but we can tell them, and we can call corporate, and we can tell them, and we can tell them in person that we're not shopping here until you change your policy. And for every person that doesn't want our business, there's 25 others that will say thank you. So until we learn how to stand up for ourselves, we're going to continue this trend of being bullied. And I'm not standing for it.
I agree. We have to be sly like snakes, you know, but we have to be kind as doves. And that's truth. You know, we have to know what the hell we're talking about. We have to know our freedoms. We have to believe our freedoms. We have to believe in ourselves. And that is the being fly as a snake, you know. But you have to be kind like the dove. You know, we don't have to bully people or be mean to people or feed into any kind of negativity that people are giving to us. We just have to supply the facts and do what we want to do. And eventually that will change the minds of people because they will see it happening. Because all they see are these signs everywhere. No shoes, no shirt, no service. No shoes, no shirt, no service. You know? But then if they see people constantly with no shoes being serviced, it kind of changes the narrative.
Well, that, and if they see any of our memes with the logo on it, we have to put the logo out there so that people know that we exist. Just,
you know,
just
cool
doing it when nobody's looking isn't going to help. We actually have to tell friends and to go out there and be friendly. We actually have to show on social media. Go ahead.
A sticker campaign. Like, get a Barefoot is Legal sticker, or maybe we'll figure out some way that we can order stickers and start putting them places. Like, we used to do this before when I was in college and we were going against something. We got stickers made and we printed up a bunch of them and we just stuck them to polls and things like that, how people advertise. We just started sticking stickers everywhere. And it actually started to be pretty popular and people were talking about it all over campus. So if we did like a sticker campaign or something, and wherever we know that you're allowed to be barefoot, start sticking it on a pole or something.
Well, I can do that for like $2.95, and I'll just put in an envelope and mail them out. I have stickers because this part of the thing is with the BIL, the VIB package is stickers. If we just sold stickers
yeah.
for $3 a piece, I'm not
yeah.
opposed to it.
That just came to me, so maybe I'm going to write that down so we can talk more about that later and maybe figure out and crunch some numbers. But I think that would be cool, like a sticker campaign, and we start getting the word out that way. Because I know even in the – I'm part of, like, the medical freedom movement and stuff, and we'll take business cards even and we'll flip them in boxes, you know, to do vaccine awareness. We'll stick them in diaper boxes and stuff like that in stores so that
right. –
it's getting the word out there without getting the word out there. You know, it's like free advertisement kind of thing. Not free advertisement because you have to pay for the supplies, but it gets people to see things that you might not reach, you know, just through social media.
Right.
What also helps is people actually know the law instead of just thinking that it is a law.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but like I said, that's up to us to educate, and we can't get mad at people for not knowing. They've heard this their whole lives. What we're telling them is something out of a fairy tale that they think we should have started with once upon a time. But we have to be the ones to wake them up and to educate them.
Absolutely, and I truly believe in symbolism. Like, we are so bombarded with symbolism all day, and it conditions our mind, you know. Just the fact that people believe that something's law because they see a sign when they never question it. Like I know for a fact people aren't standing outside of a store and saying, you know what, I don't believe this sign right here. I'm going to Google it and check it to see what validity is in it. No, they're not doing that. They're just like, oh, the sign says it's a law, so let me follow it. So if symbolism is the key to it, then we got to put our symbol out there and let people know it's contradictory and that they should look into it. Maybe if they see it enough times, you know, it's going to get into their brains. As a mom, man, I just think about these people that have 4 or 5 kids. I went to go buy sneakers the other day for my daughter, and she's 5 years old. It's almost over $30 now to get her a nice pair of shoes. I was thinking about these parents that have 4 or 5 kids that are teenagers and stuff, or like my aunt who has 2 boys and their feet are oversized 12. I'm like, man, how much money would they save if they knew that they could just exercise barefoot is legal, right? You know? I just think of little stuff like that.
No, I get it. So what's,
I'm gonna bring
what's
on
your
George.
Guest schedule to come on?
Yeah, I just messaged her and asked her what's going on because she was supposed to call in by 2 o'clock my time, and she hasn't answered me or called in. So I'll just keep chatting with the guys. But if you want to go proof, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, I just put the meme out there, so I was going to
put
it in all the conspicuous places to go get traffic. But I gave it to you, so I'm hopeful that everybody on here would be willing to participate. We just want to make this fun and get all of our people on the board and just having fun.
Oh, I love this nylon one. This is great for bare face.
Oh, talk to us. What do you see?
Oh, okay, so Proof shared the two memes because we have our sister group, Bare Face is Legal, which should be starting up again next week on Saturdays here before Barefoot is Legal. So that's exciting. But it says, for Bare Face is Legal, requiring everyone to wear a mask forever to never get sick is like managers making everyone wear nylons with open-toe shoes so you don't hurt yourself. And there's a picture of a girl wearing a mask, and then there's a picture of a woman very uncomfortably with her nylon shoes. I mean, her nylon stockings in her shoes. And then we have our new challenge for bare.
And the thing is that the shoe is just a couple of thin straps and then a ring around your big toe, so it's not like a regular shoe.
Yeah, and it's like the normal attire that you see in office buildings and stuff with secretaries. Like, I always see secretaries with open-toe shoes and stuff, and it really makes me, like, scratch my head. I don't get it. I really do not get it. Like, why that's not offensive, but me being barefoot is offensive. I just don't get it. And perhaps I never will. The other is for Barefoot is Legal, and it's for October 23rd through the 25th. And it says, tons of people say it's too hot or too cold as a reason not to go barefoot. Right now is the perfect time. We encourage you to try first time going barefoot into a store. And go to any store you have never gone barefoot to. And take a selfie and or video to celebrate the moment. Tag Barefoot is Legal. Make shopping fun again. I love that. The playoffs
so you'll
make
share
America
it out?
Great again. I dig it.
Yeah, so I'm asking everybody if they could share stuff from our business page because then we could track the hits and stuff.
Yeah, and start, like, I noticed, too, if you share the actual group so that somebody can just click on it, you get more traffic that way, too. Because the two friends the two friends on my friend list that I got into it, got into Barefoot is Legal, they didn't even know about Barefoot is Legal group, and they, before they asked me, they clicked on it and then saw that it was, like, a legitimate group, and they were like, oh, wow, I didn't even know, you know? So we just have to educate people. We can't assume that people know because they don't.
No, and most people never check it because they never had a reason to. They heard it was illegal, so why even bother?
Exactly, or they see the signs. That's what I'm talking about. They just see the signs, and they never question anything. It's like, you know, mainstream media these days. They see it on TV, and they don't question anything. They're like, well, if it's on the news, then it's right. Like, no. No, you must question everything if you want true knowledge. You can't be stupid, not anymore. And I don't think that stupid people are people that don't have a formal education. I think people are stupid if you don't question and ask things for yourself and use discernment in things.
This is why we should always do our own research and find the information for ourselves. Not saying everybody is a liar or anything.
No.
You know, I much rather. I mean, that's what Google is for. You know, and most of the time Google is right. Let's be honest. So, it's like you should question stuff like that. And at the same time, do our own our research.
Yeah, and I'm a big believer in you could find narratives for anything. Like, you could find narratives to support your opinion in anything. But if you're not going and looking at, like, the duality in it, like, you have to look at both perspectives and then see where you resonate, then you're not even doing research on your own either. You can't just, if you, somebody that believes that barefoot is legal, you can't go Google, can you drive barefoot? Like, you're going to get a million different things, and that's not going to be true. You know, you have to know where to go search for the laws, too. You can't just say, Onion Peel Press posted an article saying that it's illegal to drive barefoot. But then the CDC or the health department is saying it's not illegal. Like, the health department is what you need to be looking at, not Onion Press.
Yeah, because, I mean, before I started going barefoot, I honestly did not even know that it was legal to do so, to go inside stores. But I had no idea. Of course, I never asked the questions, though, but I had no idea until I did my own research, and I think I typed in, is going barefoot healthy? And, you know, and that's when I discovered that it is, that barefoot is legal. I was like, oh, wow, I didn't even know that. So the research that I have done, and probably still do, it really convinced me that barefoot is good for you. You know, despite people will still say, oh yeah, it's unsanitary, it's nasty, and yada yada yada. You know, and I still bring up the question. You know, how is walking barefoot on the beach any different? You're walking barefoot on the sidewalk.
I agree, and those are more questions that people need to ask. So, like, you need to be asking, why is it illegal to go barefoot? You know, not is it illegal to go barefoot? Why is it illegal? Because that's where you're going to find information that says it's actually not illegal, or it's going to say, you know, this is a misconception from, you know, this date or this time or this experience. You're not gonna get the biased narrative. If you put in your opinion to Google, you're gonna get your opinion back, basically. You have to ask questions, real questions. And that's what I meant by, like, perspective. Like, you can get whatever perspective you want on Google, especially if you're putting in your opinion. If you're asking biased questions, you're gonna get biased answers. If you're asking neutral questions, you're going to get real answers. And that's with anything in life.
I totally agree with that. You know.
I'm gonna bring back in Kyle and George because they want to talk too.
Hey, how you doing? I'm back.
Hey, guys. You here with us?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Proof, are you gonna stay on then, or are you gonna go handle barefoot? Okay, cool. Proof left the convo. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, like I was saying, people, if they want biased information, they can get it, you know, by asking biased questions. But if they ask, you know, neutral things, they're going to get neutral answers. And maybe their point of view will change, or their perspective will change, or they'll be enlightened somewhere. Just like you, Kevin, you're like, I had no idea that this was even a thing, or that it was legal.
This is one of the things I'm going to be talking about on my show. Perspectives.
That's awesome.
The algorithm, the algorithm that works behind the scenes of Facebook, social media, it manipulates you, and learns whether it learns about you and whether you're a Republican, conservative, a Democrat, whatever you are. Once it determines that, it only posts things on your timeline or your newsfeed that are that concern you and like-minded people, people who are just conservatives and just like, okay, say I'm a conservative, okay, the only thing the algorithm is going to show me is stuff about conservatism, whatever. I don't know. I don't know what to call it. But it leaves out all the liberal and Republican crap.
I agree.
Hello?
Like you can get whatever perspective you want.
Feel free to record me. You can pull up whatever you want to pull up. I'm telling you, this location, there's no shoes, no shirt, no purse. Just keep recording.
Bro, what's that?
All right. Oh, I think I remember that one. That was someone from Texas. I was trying to record a video of that lady that was getting in their way. I don't know who's the one that's playing that, but I do remember hearing that video.
Oh, was somebody playing it on the background?
Yeah, I don't know who it was, but that video sounded familiar. It's like, oh yeah, that's a woman from Texas from yesterday.
Kyle, was it you playing it or Kevin?
No, I'm in my backyard. I'm no. No.
I love
it. That was strange. Was it?
No, because it was me. I was just scrolling through the through the
like,
page.
Are you sure right now getting yelled at? What is going on?
No, because the thing is, it looks like somebody got hassled at Walmart yesterday, and it looked like some. I guess this woman, I can't read her tag right now, but maybe she's a manager or something like that. Then I'm looking at the other picture. It looked like a security guard, probably. Because I didn't see this video yet, but he said in all the years he'd been shopping at that Walmart, it's the first time he got hassled. They called 5 people just for this. Ridiculous. Anything. Interesting.
I got so excited. I thought we were witnessing live on the radio stereotyping and discrimination. I was about to be like, what? Look at this.
So,
I just saw someone was arguing with proof. That's why I was like, oh boy, we got to play on the radio.
I know. I was about to be like, everyone be quiet. We are witnessing it.
I got super excited.
The warrior in me rose. What was that?
I did have an article. I found an article this morning about perspective.
Okay, awesome. Share it with us.
Social media makes it difficult. There's an echo in here. It's annoying. Sorry. Social media makes it difficult to distinguish truth from lies. Have you ever wondered why someone from a different viewpoint believes what they believe? Perhaps you thought they were stupid. Perhaps they believe what they believe because they're seeing information in news stories you never see, and vice versa. Their Google search results are different from your results. Their Facebook ads are different too. Facebook recommends to them and to you friends who are like-minded. Your timeline is filled only with what you believe. So if you're a conservative, you only see conservative recommendations. And you never have to deal with those pesky liberals. If you, you live in a bubble. The liberals do too. Neither side believes anything said by the other, and no one knows what's true. Can you picture the U.S. being formed in 1776 under such a structure? Imagine a world where no one believes anything is true. Everyone believes the government is lying to them. Everything is a conspiracy theory. I shouldn't trust anyone. I hate the other side. That's where this is heading, Harris says. This is a guy, Tristan Harris, who's one of the interviewees in the movie The Social Dilemma. That's what this is from. We in the tech industry have created the tools to destabilize and erode the fabric of society in every country all at once. Sadly, it's only getting worse. The social media algorithms can't distinguish truth from lies. The algorithms can't spot a conspiracy theory. its sole job is to increase engagement. One study found that false stories travel 6 times faster on Twitter than true ones. If we can't agree on what's true, then we can't navigate out of any of our problems, Harris says. That is it. Isn't that interesting?
That's so true. It's exactly what we're seeing in society, and they don't even want to, at this point, like, and I don't mean to be biblical, but that's just my background. But I think constantly of the Bible phrase that there will come a time and point where the minds and hearts of God's people will be hardened and that many will perish due to lack of knowledge. And I think, like, that's exactly what this refers to, in the sense that you cannot put your ego down and you can't put your hatred or fear down and see a broad spectrum, you know what I mean? And maybe understand that you're wrong and that everyone is right.
Yeah. We need to take a step back and realize that this algorithm is placing each one of us in our own little bubble, set totally separated from the other, from other people who are not like-minded. It's done a great job of separating the Republicans from the Democrats. Haven't you noticed over the past few years that they've just grown farther and farther apart from each other?
I know, it's crazy. And I know, like, again, with the Bible, when I think about, like, a peace treaty being signed, I don't see it in the Middle East. I see it here between Democrats and Republicans. I think, like, that'll be the peace treaty. We're going to have some kind of thing that happens that is going to be a, like, Republican president with a Democrat VP or vice versa. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that's the agreement that will be signed. I see it that way. But, again, I am a broad person. I think everything is real and nothing is real at the same time.
Yeah. It's truth. Truth is only what – there is no truth. It's only what we think, right? Pretty much.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I think
it's only what we believe
is like
is
a virus. And I think, like, a thought is like a virus to the brain, because once the brain believes it, it's very hard to get the brain not to believe it. And I
once
think
you
that
see it, you can't
is
unsee
a virus.
It.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm also going to be talking about two books that I've bought from Ten Arguments for Deleting Your Social Media Accounts Right Now by Jaron Lanier, which is a great book. I've read the whole thing. It's amazing. And The End of Absence, Reclaiming What We've Lost in a World of Constant Connection by Michael Harris. These are two amazing books. I'm still working on The End of Absence right now, but yeah, I'm definitely going to be talking about these two books, because these are crucial for our time.
I just think having an open mind with self-discernment, like, really sitting on something and asking yourself if it makes sense to you, asking yourself if this seems right, asking yourself if it's truly something that you believe in and resonate with, you know, or are you being led by outer influences or fear?
We are. We are.
Oh, 1,000% we are. And we could see it so apparent in the barefoot community. And since it's something so stupid as my bare foot, like my raw body, and there we have 100 million
That's one of
arguments.
The things it does to you.
Yeah,
you argue about
arguments.
People argue about the absolutely stupidest things ever in the world. Like,
yeah, it's just
it's so stupid. I really want to start this show, but I'm starting to move more. I feel compelled to do it. Like I'm being called to do this. This is a really important thing to do right now. So, yeah.
Well, if you feel called to do it, then you need to do it. But we gotta find a way to chat offline so we can get you set up with the documents and stuff for Freedomizer Radio, so you can really sit on it and see and get the process starting for you, especially if you feel compelled to do it. Then I always tell people, if something inside of you says to do it, then do it. If you're sitting there listening to Barefoot is Legal today and something that we're saying is triggering you and you're like, you know what, today's the day I'm going to go barefoot, then freaking do it. Go do it. And I want to know how it felt.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened. I want to know your experience. I want to know how it changed you, because it is going to change you. And it's not just so great for your health. It's good for your spirit to do what your spirit wants to do. And your spirit wants more than ever to be free.
And it feels good on your feet, too, as proven to me from the Lakeland Mall.
Thank you, George.
I love feeling the wind.
Good.
I love feeling the wind between my ankles. That feels really good. I love that.
And I love fresh grass.
Sticking the feet out the window, feeling
that
cool breeze.
A field of clovers, all of it.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone and walked through a patch of clovers? It feels like clouds on your feet. It's amazing. And clovers are extremely antibacterial and have cleansing powers to it. But people don't want to talk about that.
I don't even think we even have clovers here in Florida. The last time I've seen those was up in Vermont.
You don't have clovers in Florida? What is happening?
Not that I've seen enough. I remember seeing some in the front yard, but that was up in Vermont. So I haven't seen it really since probably 1994. But yeah, you should try to be focused and determined or something like that. I tried to do that back in June, trying to pay a Home Depot bill, and by the time I get to the door, that manager was like right there and told me that I need to get my shoes or... And it's like, I didn't even get inside the store, and she's it's like, if I wasn't paying for the bill, I would have just said, screw it, I'm going to Lowe's.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw,
geez.
But a couple of weeks ago, Proof made a really good meme, and it was like A, B, or C, and it's like, if you're wearing flip-flops and the strap breaks, because we all know how cheap flip-flops are, and especially like those couple dollar ones, they can break at any moment. So the meme was, if you are walking and you break your flip-flop, do you A, go to the store with one flip-flop on to buy yourself a new pair at that exact moment? Do you trash them completely and just go barefoot? Or do you go home and cry about it or something like that? And it was like funny to me because a lot of people were saying that they would go to the store and go buy another pair of shoes if they couldn't go home. And I'm like, okay, but you still have to go barefoot at some point.
Yeah.
Even buy a new pair of dollar store flip-flops, you still have to enter barefoot. And what are you going to tell people? Oh, look, my flip-flop just broke. Can I just come in to buy it? And what, the store manager is going to say, yes, of course, come in and buy a pair of shoes. Like, why is that different?
I mean,
than
I can just
going in barefoot.
Or I can just detach my feet. I can do that or something.
I almost
have it. It sounds funny, man.
But it was funny to me to watch people that say that barefoot is disgusting say that they would go into the store with one shoe on to buy themselves a new pair of shoes. And I'm like, okay, but it's not disgusting then? It, like, you don't make sense. You have to question your own narrative, too, if you're somebody just hating on people because they're doing something that you were told was gross, but you have no real comprehension of why it's quote-unquote gross.
You know, I was while I was talking, I was just finished watching this this video. So basically, this not to change the subject or anything, but this assistant store manager at Walmart is honestly, she's persistent and adamant about, oh yeah, there's a policy and there's a signs on the doors in which no Walmart store have we ever been to had a sign on the door. Then dude was like, well, you know, what about some 99-cent pair of flip flops? You know, we let me shop. She's like, yeah, sure, you can buy flip flops and continue shopping, but we cannot be served without any shoes on. And the moral of the story is they was looking for him because she says that customers were complaining. Somebody tipped them off. Some customers said there's a man walking around with no shoes on, and they were chasing him throughout the store. So was really the one thing I don't get is that if this dude is walking barefoot in the store, why is it any of your business? Why are you going to have to tell the – why you got to go tell the management that? That is absolutely absurd to me. You know, it's like, you know, dude just there to shop, but you're – but all the customers are complaining to management? That's the one thing I will never, ever understand.
I don't get it either. I do not get it.
Yeah, because now it's the manager's job on the line, because you get to call corporate, and then the manager's fired because the person doesn't use common sense that you're probably allowed to go verified at Walmart after all, which I almost came close to having to do last year because I didn't know about this group, and both of my sandals were just about breaking at my niece's wedding, and I was thinking if I had to walk a second more, I probably would have had broken flip-flops, and then I would have been barefooting in the Tennessee Walmart. Sorry about that.
No, why are you sorry? Stop apologizing for being awesome.
Excited and hyper.
No, but it's I think about kids too with disabilities and stuff like that. And like one of my girlfriends, her son refuses to wear shoes, you know? And it's like, why should a mother who's already struggling with a child with special needs, you know, have to then, not only does she already fear the public's eye on her child because they're different, but now she has to worry about arguing like the comfortability of her child to a store employee or something. I think about things like that. Like it's embarrassing and it calls attention to, and it ostracizes people and hurts people. Like to have a mother have to be embarrassed or fearful to even take her child out in public is wrong to me, all because of a policy that people think is real. Or just because a company even has a policy, like, how dare you? You have no idea why people are choosing to go barefoot or why someone is barefoot. And it's horrible that you have to defend that kind of thing, you know? And her and I have talked about it. She's like, we can't go certain places because we're just not allowed in because he can't wear shoes. Like, he won't wear shoes. He's nonverbal. He's 7 years old. Good luck. I can't. You know, it's for my sanity. I can't do that to my child. And it's, like, really messed up that she has to feel that way. And this is where people need to be more compassionate and put their judgments aside, because this is real. These are real health concerns of people. These are real medical issues as well, you know, not just for the freedom, but, like, this has a health cause. It has a medical background to it. It has a lot of solid information that supports it. And, you know, if anybody knows anything about autism and things like that, overstimulation and, you know, their senses and stuff, it gets even worse for their meltdowns. And those of us that know the health benefits of being barefoot and being able to ground, you know, you don't know. Maybe that child chooses to be barefoot because he's more in tune with his body and knows that if he puts his shoes on, it's going to be worse for him. But if his shoes are off, he can ground with the earth and have those sensations subsided, those overstimulances subsided. Because I know when I'm overstimulated and I go take a walk in nature and rub my feet in the grass and stuff, it calms me.
If anybody knows anything on Asperger, please let me know.
What was that?
I said if anybody knows anything on Asperger, please let me know, because I'm still trying to figure out what that is. I tried to look it up in WebMD and all that other stuff, and I still have no clue what it is, and it's like...
My sister actually has it, so we can chat in private, George. I'll send you some information, especially with overstimulus and stuff, because I know the overstimulus causes anxieties and worries that aren't necessary for you, you know?
I have it too, so.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Interesting.
I've been told.
So do you guys find it, like, soothing to be barefoot then? Not just because you want to be, like, this is my point. People are not being barefoot just to rebel. You know what I mean? They're not.
It just feels comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm high functioning, so I barely have it. Like, so I don't really know how it would affect me if it were more severe.
No, I was just asking like how you feel being barefoot. Like, is it a relaxation thing to you? Oh. Is it? Like,
yes, it feels
you feel, you know, more grounded and more level when you are able to be barefoot than a day in shoes, you know, working and everything.
I feel better barefoot.
I know I'm more energetic and it makes pushing big things like cars shifting the neutral more easier to push than sandals, because at least you don't have to worry about anything slipping off your feet or slipping from socks inside the shoes, because when you're barefoot, you're able to grip the ground. And with vehicles having tires, it just makes it pushing the vehicle much more easier.
That's you have more traction
in Florida. Kevin has to wear his boots all day. Like, how do you feel when you get to take off your boots and go barefoot? Like, it's relaxing. It's relieving, isn't it?
It is.
You probably put it on mute. Go ahead,
yeah,
Kevin.
I mean, yeah, because I mean, in the line of work that I do, yeah, I'm working right now at least 12 hours a day, maybe 13. You know, yeah, it is a nice feeling to get the shoes off your feet. You know, and of course it doesn't hurt to just go out for a walk just because. You know, I like being barefoot just because, yeah, I'm more relaxed and more comfortable now, and I honestly enjoy it, and it's only for health reasons too. You know, because when we go barefoot, right, we want to avoid all those common foot problems that people do have. You know, like bunions and stuff like that. You know, and we all know by now that wearing shoes does more harm to your feet than it does good. You know, so I mean, the information is out there, even by experience. You know, some people are even in the group are saying that, yeah, my knees feel better, or my back feel better, or my legs feel better since I started going barefoot, or these orthopedic shoes don't work. You know, I still feel pain and stuff like that, but when I started going barefoot, the pain like totally resides and is totally gone. And, you know, yeah, my posture is better, or my balance is better, you know, and stuff like that. Because I mean, because when you wear your shoes, you know, you're not completely balanced, you know, like you think you are. You know,
you're not.
So overall,
it's a false sense of security.
Exactly, because the thing is, when you're wearing shoes, your feet cannot support themselves. You know, it is a false sense of security, like you said. You know, your feet can't support themselves at all. I mean, shoes honestly make your feet weaker.
And I think our bodies are really, really incredible. So we adapt to things constantly, but our bodies can only adapt to things for so long until it gives in. And I think that's why, like, putting shoes on kids right away, you know, if you watch a child walk with shoes for the first time, they are so clumsy. It is so hard for them. So hard for them. Yet we're told that they can't walk without shoes. But anywho, you think about it. You have shoes thrown on babies that don't even walk. People put shoes on them because they think it's cute. And then we grow up wearing these shoes, right? By 30, 40 years old, we start getting back problems. 50 years old, some people can't even walk. And we're never thinking about our feet, yet we use them constantly. And we're never thinking about the health of our feet, and we use them constantly. But I'm a big believer in it's literally your body trying to compensate for that false sense of security wearing shoes for so long that other things start to fail.
Plus, when you get bit by a fire, and it's less that you have to put up with, because when you're barefoot, you can just dust it right off. Well, when you're wearing shoes and socks, you just got to tear it right off as quickly as possible and just get the itch off from the fire ants, which usually will end up lasting a week. While being barefoot, it only lasts probably like a couple of days, and it's like, oh yeah, I forgot Florida has fire ants. Comparing to wearing shoes, and then you're itching like crazy.
It's
kind of forget
true.
About the fire ants.
And the sweat and everything. People get all these foot funguses and stuff like that. You're not picking up those foot funguses walking around and washing your feet every day when you're in the shower, you know, you're getting these funguses because you're trapping your feet with the same bacteria every day because people aren't washing their shoes every day. I hope you're changing your socks every day, but like we have to think about those kinds of things. And I think that people don't see it that way because they're not educated that way. But like, how do you think that putting your foot in a shoe every day, especially if you're not disinfecting the shoe, you know, there's going to be bacteria that breed there. It's a wet, dark environment. It's perfect for bacteria to grow and funguses to grow. That's how they grow.
Yeah, I used to come home from school work every day, and my feet would be just drenched in sweat. Like I could wring my sock out. It would just, like, and it would smell just rife.
Yeah, I agree. I'm the same way at this point. Like, I even wear sandals pretty much in the wintertime unless it's snow on the ground. Then I wear, like, an UGG or something because I just can't stand my feet constricted. But I am the same way. Like, my feet will start to sweat and stuff. Like, they don't like shoes. They don't.
So I know that feeling. It feels like your feet's trying to grow hands just to push them up, and it's like, no, got to wear them.
Yeah, and then, like, even the top of my feet will hurt and stuff. Like, I feel like my foot is compressed. I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. But I'm also somebody that doesn't like to be – I'm also somebody that doesn't like to be suppressed about anything.
Well, I like to put in this little plug because this show is about to end in a few minutes. I would encourage everybody, if you can probably find it on Amazon. It's called The Barefoot Book by Dr. Daniel Howell. 50 reasons to go barefoot. And then there's another book, Barefoot Walking by Michael Sandler. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of him. It's a thick book that I got a few years ago. And he talks about barefoot walking and he gives his story, him and his wife both co-wrote the book and stuff like that. So that's Barefoot Walking by Michael Sandler. And matter of fact, he also got a couple of YouTube videos as well. He also got a video of his wife running barefoot and stuff like that. So the Barefoot Book by Dr. Daniel Howell and Barefoot Walking by Mr. Michael Sandler. And for anybody who does barefoot running, look up Ken Bob Saxton. I got his book too. He's one of those barefoot running gurus. There's another book. I forgot the name of it. It was another barefoot running book. I just can't think of it off the top of my head right now. But those three books that everybody should look up. You'll most likely find a file that's right. Born to Run by I can't remember his name. But it's another book called Born to Run. Yeah, I can look that up too. I forgot who the author was.
I'm going to throw in a plug too. We had him in the past on the show. His name's Troy. And if you're into bike riding, he has designed a pedal called the Togo. And it's specifically designed for barefooters. And it is designed to like trigger certain ligaments and stuff in the foot for repairing the leg muscles all the way up into your back and things like that. It's pretty cool science. But has been blowing up. Yeah, you guys should check it out. It's called Togo. And the science behind it is incredible. He has, like, testimony from athletes and things like that. And it's, like, this pedal completely designed for barefooters. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
But as always,
no.
I really go ahead.
Yeah, I'll also throw in another plug. I know that some people are, you know, we're having issue with some stores, right? And I've seen a lot. Of course, you've seen some people wear put on or try to put on some type of foot covering or the barefoot sandals or whatever the case may be, right? So, and of course, Keegan, you know about this too. But to the other people that are listening, barebottomshoes.com. I checked it out. Yeah, tell them about it. Yeah, barebottomshoes.com. It's not really a shoe. It's barely even a sandal. It's more like a foot covering, you know. And to me, I take it as a design to fool the shoe police, you know. And upon wearing those, when I got them, I actually had lots of success with it because these people honestly think that you got sandals on, but the top of your foot, most of your foot is covered, but the soles of your foot are still exposed. So they make some for men and women. So that's barebottomshoes.com, created by Sue Reagan Kenny, who's also a member of Barefoot is Legal also.
Awesome. See, I love this. I love sharing this kind of information. But we are at the top of our hour, guys. So I would like to say thank you again. I very much enjoy all of you being on the show and your support constantly.
Yeah, thank
again,
you.
If you're out there and you listen to our show today and you've been inspired, I want to know how you were inspired. I want to know how it changed you. I want to know how you're living the barefoot lifestyle and if you're choosing to live the barefoot lifestyle. You can catch us back here next Saturday, same time, same place. And that's a wrap. Thanks, guys.
All right. See ya.
Thank you.
Be healthy and stay barefoot. Thank you.